You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello, Sam for the Great. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to meet you.
For those who may not be too familiar with your sound, or they may have heard you in the Black Panther trailer, how would you best describe it?
Oh, wow. Eclectic sound, I'd say, a mixture of genres, most notably hip-hop, but also soul, Zamrock, and Kalindula music. So the last two are genres from my country, Zambia. And I sort of mix that up, you know, the sounds that I'm influenced and inspired by and trying to create something new.
You have been in the scene for quite a while now. How do you think that your songwriting and lyric writing has developed since you kind of came out with The Great Mixtape back in 2015?
I guess it's getting better at bringing people into a story that they don't know. Before, it's definitely just ego rap, showing people I could rap well, but more so telling a beautiful story and bringing in melodies and you know, chants and choruses from my country, so I can bring a bit of a different music to hip-hop. So I think it's grown very much. In the beginning, it was very much about just showing my skills, and now it's more about telling a story and bringing people into my world and seeing their reactions, having them, they've been through that journey as well. So I think it's grown a bit, which is good.
Tell us about your most recent album titled As Above, So Below.
As Above, So Below is sort of a take on, the law of correspondence, which is what's happening within you is a reflection of your outer world. And so being based in Australia, but being from Zambia, a lot of the time I was very homesick. A lot of the time, the source of my musical inspiration was from somewhere that was a continent away. And it was really hard to explain to people the story and the culture without actually being there, you know. And so I relocated back to Zambia last year, and just sharing the music with everybody, sharing the stories, and actually being home for a good long 2 years. Really helped me put those two worlds together, so it didn't feel like I was telling this distant story. I was actually in my home and actually sharing the stories while I was there. So that's the album As Above, So Below, and again, just showing a range of different genres for people to listen to, not just hip-hop, but introducing them to Zamrock, which is like psychedelic rock mixed with our traditional music, and just showing something different. So yeah.
Awesome. So I guess that answers the next question, which was, what was it like moving back to your home country? If everything else,
it was great. Yeah, like I said, it filled a void in being really far away, you know, from home. And also, I just got to work with a lot of artists I saw growing up that I really couldn't work with because my music career started in Australia. So it was beautiful.
Yeah, I see a lot of links between your music and the visual aspects that I provided to it, between your music videos, your album covers, and your fashion. I will note to our listeners that Sampa is wearing some absolutely gorgeous jewelry right now. How do you work with both collaborating with artists and looking inwards to create a more visual and artistic side to your music?
I think I'm just a big fan of storytelling, whatever medium it is in. You know, a film is also a beautiful way to tell stories. Living within these two countries, you get to see things and get to hear of people's stories, and you just want to tell it in the way where people can visually see as well what you've been through, and things that you can't explain through words alone, you can explain visually. And there are things that you can't explain visually that you can explain through music. And so it's just a way to communicate human to human and trying to use these different mediums to do what the other can't. And yeah, that's how I've chosen to express myself. If it's not through music, it's through film. And vice versa.
Speaking of collaboration, you've worked with so many incredible artists from around the world, from Nadine, Dim Kabzi, Estelle, and Denzel Curry. How do you approach working with these artists and kind of like bringing them into your world of music?
I never want to be overwhelming. I always want to see if we have a way that we both connect with something, whether it is the way we tell music. It's more so alternative for me. It's not really mainstream. Whether it's just the way we hear our sounds, it's always a connection that starts the collaboration for me. And then from there, we're just talking about where we are in our lives. We don't even really get down to the music until we actually get personal with each other. That way we know that we're okay to be vulnerable with each other. I think that's what music is about as well, is being comfortable enough to be vulnerable. And that's sort of the two ways I collaborate with artists.
I was speaking to Mesbo Q earlier, it was yesterday, and we were speaking about making movies for film soundtracks, because he was recently working on a song for Creed 3. I want to ask you what it was like working on the soundtrack for Black Panther, and also what it's like working on or creating songs for films.
Well, with Never Forget, it was a bit different because Never Forget was already created. And we approached Marvel and said, look, we love Black Panther, we love the franchise, we love what it's about. I have an album that I think, you know, would fit into the theme. We didn't know what the movie would look like. And luckily enough, they chose the song, and they're the ones who actually edited it into the trailer. So I haven't really done the soundtrack route as artists do, but I started music for visual media, and I usually use my own art as a way to show that, you know, I make music for my videos and my videos for my music. And hopefully, you know, I'll get an opportunity to do music for actual film. Yeah.
Do you develop your music videos and your music itself quite simultaneously, or is it oftentimes one before the other?
Sometimes it's simultaneously, which is the good time. Other times it's, you know, you've created for this song and you can't really see how you're supposed to express this visually. That way you get in contact with a creative director who's able to take what you've done musically and express that visually. So the good times is when it's simultaneously, but the hard times is when it's like, I can't figure out how to tell this story through the visual, and you have someone who's able to do that for you.
The most exciting thing about performing here in Aotearoa for you?
Oh man, just seeing a new audience, bringing music to a different crowd, and just being excited that, you know, our music has reached this far. It's music you write in your bedroom that you don't expect anyone to listen to, has been able to take us across the world, really. So to be able to see people's reactions, see people connect to the music, is always really beautiful for me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.